With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden says he wants communications with China back on stable ground.
We're not trying to decouple from China. What we're trying to do is change the relationship for the better.
The president will meet face-to-face with China's Xi Jinping. Tens of thousands are attending a massive March for Israel event on the National Mall. Meanwhile, the White House says the U.S. has intelligence that confirms Hamas terrorists shelter in Gaza hospitals. Also at SRNNews.com, at least three people are dead, more than a dozen injured, after a semi-truck crashes into a charter bus carrying high school students on an Ohio highway.
The charter bus was transporting students from a school in eastern Ohio. There were a total of 57 people aboard the bus when it was rear-ended by a semi-trailer. The accident occurred on Interstate 70 West in Licking County. That's about 30 miles outside of Columbus. The cause was not immediately known. Numerous emergency responders were at the scene, and Ohio Department of Transportation cameras from the area showed smoke coming from the crash site. The highway was closed in both directions. I'm Julie Walker.
Inflation in the United States slowed last month.
It's a sign that the Federal Reserve's interest rate hikes are continuing to cool the consumer price spikes of the past 2 years. The Labor Department reports show that lower gas prices helped cool overall inflation. That gauge was unchanged from September to October, down from the 0.4% jump the previous month.
Correspondent Jeremy House, compared with a year ago, consumer prices rose 3.2% in October. That's down from 3.7% in September. And after today's report, the Dow up 552 points, the NASDAQ adding 355. This is SRN News. A new poll asked American voters about the LGBT question.
The numbers come from the Public Religion Research Institute, and they indicate that the gay agenda is a litmus test issue for 28% of respondents. That is to say, they will not cast a ballot for a candidate if he does not agree with them on LGBT matters. 35% of Americans say homosexuality is just one of many issues they consider, and 36% say they don't care about it one way or the other. Democrats are more concerned than Republicans. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In 1915, the Ottoman Empire began a genocidal purge of Christians. One religious freedom group warns that the leader of modern-day Turkey would like to start another one. A new report by International Christian Concern accuses Turkish President Erdogan of engineering hostility towards believers as he tries to make his country more Islamic. This is SRN News. Been to Home Depot lately? Correspondent Rita Fuller reports on a change in the way we're spending our money.
It turns out Americans are focusing on smaller, less expensive projects at home, a change from several years ago when we were taking on major renovations, say the experts. Why? Well, we're more closely watching where we spend our money now as costs rise. And Home Depot sales are sliding as Americans wrestle with persistent inflation. But don't worry about Home Depot. Although revenue is down, they made $37 billion last quarter. I'm Rita Foley.
The San Diego Padres say owner Peter Seidler has died. He was 63. He was a third-generation member of the O'Malley family that used to own the L.A. Dodgers. The cause of death was not disclosed. Seidler was a two-time cancer survivor. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.